Numbers 18 and verse 20. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Aaron, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel." And I want you to understand the importance of that song that we sang. It's the understanding of this part of scripture where the Bible says that the children of Israel had entered the promised land and they were partitioning land. And the Bible says that Joshua partitioned land according to the tribes. So the tribe of Judah got something, the tribe of so on and so forth got something. But when he came to the tribe of the Levites, he said, "I will be your inheritance." Praise the living God. And so I want you to understand, it's a direction now the Spirit of the Lord has led me into. I want you to understand something. You're going to be happy you came. Praise the Lord. I was actually going to minister on something to do with how you can manifest. But the Spirit of the Lord whispered to me that there is a foundation I need to set. Because absent of it, you know, in church, there's frustration. Because you can sit in fellowship and listen to all the scriptures and listen to all the sermons and re-listen to them. And to some level, that has some relevance. Okay? But when you don't see the result you want to see, you begin to get frustrated. And the frustration, depending on how good you are on handling frustration, some people either conclude the man of God is fake or the church is fake. You know, it increases in levels. And so they look for another church. And you will find exactly the same message, similar. And let me tell you something. It's very rare in this time and age, because the church has been around since the time Jesus died and resurrected. It's very rare to hear a message and scriptures you've never heard. Especially if you've been a church person. If you've been out there in the wilderness, that's okay. But if you've been a church person, it's very hard. Hard, no matter which church you go to. You've heard the scripture, you've probably heard the sermon before. And so what makes it different is the freshness. The freshness. Because the Lord can use the same scripture you've heard and the same message that you've heard before and blow a new wind on it. And you know, the scripture says that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. And so inside each and every one of us is a candle. And before you get born again, and that's every man, before you get born again, it's almost on the brink of burning out. And so when you get born again, the spirit of the Lord comes and blows, and it begins to inflame. And what happens is that as you grow in the Lord, that candle begins to burn brighter. Remember what I taught last week about lights? And so your light begins to shine brighter, and people come to the brightness of your rising. Praise the living God. And so there are things I personally, I long for. Oh my God, I long for them. There are things that I constantly, when I'm at home, I can spend hours in one place, thirsting and hungering. You know, David said something. He said, "In a dry and barren land where there is no water, I thirst for you." And what that meant is that he's willing to die in a dry and barren land. Don't give him water. Give him God. That is a heavy statement to make. And he's making that as a person who was experienced in being in dry and barren places. Okay? Because there's a part in scripture where he even thirst for water. And men risked their lives to get it, and he poured it on the ground. My God. That is a person who has seen a dimension of God that is beyond the physical. There are things personally that I hunger and thirst for. And you see, it's a sad thing that now things are changing, but a majority of the church is teaching and preaching things, and the non-believers laugh at us. They hear us day and night shouting in the middle of the night. And they see you've been doing that for 1 year, but your shoe is eroding. Your trouser is the same. You don't shower. No, this is not the people here. I'm just... And I'm giving examples. And so for years, people out there have looked at the church and just allowed us to say what we want to say because they think it's a way of motivating ourselves. This is the reason why Paul says, we did not come just with speech, but with demonstration. Praise the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is Jesus speaking. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Notice that he has been anointed. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Then he says, to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. There is a way to be effective on this earth. There is a way. There is a way men have discovered to rise above their peers. There is a way. Those men who have risen above their peers discovered earlier than the rest that it is impossible to enter certain realms without the aid of a spirit. Hear me carefully. Both demonic and divine. They discovered that it is impossible for a man to reach certain echelons of society, peaks of society, unless they are aided by a spirit. Whether you believe it or not, and I pray you do, in the realm of men, no one rises by accident. They have to have, either accidentally, but most of the time intentionally, stumbled upon a spirit. Praise the Lord. And here is the Son of God. He has come on earth, and the Bible says, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Notice that the heavens were closed to Jesus for 30 years until this day. There are things he could not do until this day came. The Son of God. So the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him, rests upon him, and he says, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, I want to explain something, because where we're heading is extremely important. Where we start might not be where we end, but the Lord has shown me the end. Praise the Lord. When a man is anointed, and there's an anointing of the demonic world. Okay? When a man is anointed, the anointing does not just mean that a person is empowered. The anointing is his assignment and mandate. That's why Jesus here speaking says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. Then he states the mandate. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. So his mandate is this. Clearly, because of the anointing upon him, you will see him preach the good news to the poor. You will see him heal people, the brokenhearted. You will see him preach deliverance to captives, recover sight of the blind, and you see him set liberty to those that are bruised. The moment the anointing came, he knew the assignment that is aligned to the anointing. I know many people who say, I am anointed, but don't know mandate. We're getting somewhere. Now, listen to me carefully. There is no one, the moment you get born again, you receive the Holy Spirit within you. So you get an anointing within, an unction from within. And the Bible says that unction teaches you. So you begin to learn things, the language of the Spirit. When we get to the point where the Lord allows me to teach about manifestations, you will learn that there are ways in which the spirit world will impress itself on you to teach you. There's a school of the Spirit that you will go through. That the spirit world will teach you how to be able to navigate the mandate of that world here on earth. And so the lowest level will be impressions. And you move on to still small voice. You will move on to an audible voice. Move on to encounters. You understand? Now, just like on earth, there are languages. Japanese, Luganda, whatever. In the spirit, all those are languages. Impression is a language. Dreams are a language. You can learn a language. Are you getting what I'm saying?
And become fluent in it. A person can master impression.
Try it again.
You can master impression and be so perfect at it that you can sense the presence of the Lord or the absence of it. And imagine impression is the lowest. The problem with the church is that we have many people who are jack of all trades, masters of none. So there's a little impression here. I had a dream last night, you know? Okay? So it's like a person who says they can speak French, but when you take them to France, they say bonjour. Then they look as everyone else is speaking, eh? So there are people like that in the spirit. Now, hear me carefully. You got an action from within, and the Spirit of the Lord begins to teach you. Then a time comes where you get an anointing upon. And I really don't want to go into that because it's long, but you get an anointing that comes upon you by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When it comes upon you, when that anointing comes upon you, you are launched into your mandate. Very important you get what I'm saying. Now, anointing has measures. Okay? There's a difference between a call and an anointing. A calling is God's answer to problems on earth. Huh? So, he will put something on you and you will be the answer in the area that God has called you to that problem. You with me? A calling is God's. So here are solutions. Are you with me? There are solutions in this room. Yeah. Callings. A person can have a calling and not be anointed. I know what. You can be called on this earth. Please understand, as long as you're a human being, you're born on the earth. God allowed you to come on this earth for a reason. Born again or not, everyone on earth has a calling upon their lives. If you're outside the brackets of God, there is no anointing upon you. You're with me? And so, the anointing is what empowers you to be efficient and effective in your calling. You're with me? Praise the Lord. Now, from what I perceive, a large percentage of people here have anointings upon them. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They are mandates that God has put upon their lives. Are you with me? The Bible says, I hear the Spirit say, 2 Timothy 2:5. 2 Timothy 2:5. And if a man also strive for masteries, he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. What this scripture means is that you can strive. Notice it says master is plural. You can master more than one thing. But then it says if you strive for masteries, you can't get the crown unless you strive lawfully. What that means is that every call, every calling has laws that surround that calling. Things a man must do. For example, to grow in working in the miracle, in the miraculous, to grow in the miraculous, reading is not enough. Huh? The law attached to the miraculous is that they must be worked. So in the realm of the miraculous, practice is higher than learning. You're getting me? It's a law. You must be faithful to that law to be crowned. If you try to attach your own laws, now I'm just giving an example because there are many other laws that abide. Okay? So within the confines of a particular call, there are laws. And if you're striving for mastery in a thing, you must strive lawfully. Now someone will ask then, how will you know the laws? If, for example, you're called to be a businessman here, there are anointings for business, there are anointings for fashion, there are anointings for ministry, there are anointings for, name it, all those are different kinds of anointings that God has put upon people on the face of this earth. Around them are callings and confines. There are things that God wants you to hunger enough to seek within the confines of your call in order to be efficient and effective. If you just sit and wait for men of God to constantly prophesy, and you attend fellowship, and you prophesy and attend fellowship, you're going to find yourself in a place where you have some level of result, but it will be unsatisfactory. Because God, believe it or not, is not going to do everything for you. Are you with me? Now, I need to put this point across, that in this room there are anointings. People who have been anointed for various things on the face of this earth, you grow in measures of the anointing. There are ways to grow. To grow in anointing, one way, the first most vital way, is desire. Desire is younger than passion. Passion is younger than hunger. Hunger is the deepest level of desire. So the first thing to capture a thing, and you see the most amazing thing is this, that there's anointing, no one is anointed for everything. No one. A person will have an anointing upon them, say of business, and they will need to connect to someone else for an anointing of marriage. And connect to someone else for an anointing of what? Finances. If everyone could be anointed for everything, men would not need each other. Are you with me? Yeah? I'm trying to be as simple as possible, that you can understand that the moment you recognize something on someone, if you see... Okay, let's go back. Go back. The Lord has told me to go back. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I need to emphasize something. Luke 4:18. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." In the book of Acts 10:38. Now, this is what it says. It says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Let me tell you without a fact. Someone invited me to their place the other day, a man of God. And so they have a strong financial anointing upon them. Eh? So I entered a house that was, Lord have mercy. It was luxury. You know these houses where they tell you they're slippers. Eh? Not your slippers of red, blue, eh? Please, eh? These ones where you just slip in. Eh? Eh? Please choose a color. Huh? Lord have mercy. And you know, for us, we're like, yeah, nice place. Eh? I put in, then he says, can I give you a tour? Oh, man gave me a tour. I said, yes, Lord. So anyway, so I go to this person's place, and we're sitting down just talking, having a meal, and he says, "Rabbi, why do you think that a large percentage of the church, even those that have been hearing revelation, the revelation of this season, have not walked into a financial grace, or have not walked into the manifestation of it?" Because you've walked into the financial grace, but the manifestation of it. That's what he asked me. We had an interesting discussion. And I explained to him that you need to understand the difference between anointing and mantles. An anointing, when it's upon someone, it can be seen. Huh? Please understand, as well as a mantle, but it can be seen. When someone has a prophetic anointing, he doesn't have to say, "I have a prophetic anointing." You get it? When someone has a worship anointing, they will get up. Just, you know those people who sing songs, and even before they start singing, they just say, "Oh yes, Lord." And you're already in the spirit. You say, "Hey," the other one comes. "Eh? Come on, come on, come on, come on." This one just says, "Brakase tekerebush," you're there. Eh? There are people, anointings, when they're on someone, they are evidenced. An anointing is proof that the Lord is with you. It is proof that you're not doing things just by yourself. It is proof. And you see, as you grow in measures of the anointing, it becomes clearer and clearer.
When anointing is great upon someone, the sign of that is multiplication. If not financially, in terms of people, people are drawn to a light. There's a reason why I leave some of my ministry pictures from 2017 on Facebook. Huh? Someone the other day, a friend of mine, likes disturbing me. So he picked the oldest one and sent it to me. And said, the Lord has been good. And there's a reason I leave that. Because, you see, someone can attribute a change in a person to pictures. But maybe the camera wasn't right. You know, sir, eh? But what you witness is a growth in an anointing. Eh? Praise the Lord. A before and after. There are people who are so soaked in God that no matter what camera you use, no matter what angle, you know, I said, no, for me, my best angle is... It reminds me of someone who posted something on Facebook. Anyway, if I say, then people will stop posting because they think I'm the one who sees. Eh? But it was, you know, ladies are interesting. So it's one of her sister's birthday. So she says, bloom like a goddess. I was like, go girl. Murder us like George Floyd. I said, where do people get these things from? I give ladies props. Oh my God. Murder us like George Floyd. Anyway, that was a by the way. So an anointing can be upon someone and it becomes evident in every area of life. Every area, no matter what area, that God is with you, that you're not using the same methods that other people are using. Praise the Lord. Now, at the end of this, we're going to do something that I think is very important to usher us into these things. I'm going to show you one way you can seek an anointing. Eh? One way. It's going to be a very simple way, but you should do it as often as possible. Because God has availed the ability for you to recognize what's on someone and pursue it, and you can have it. A person can be a host of very many anointings, including their own. That's what mastery is. Mastery is the ability to pursue an anointing and literally allow it to go within you. There are men you will look at and see very many different things in them. Praise the Lord. Eh? You see finances, you see prophecy, you will see what, you see, say, eh! I've taught before that there are things you're graced for and there are things you engage. Everyone in this room is graced for something. If you're a worshiper, you're probably graced to sing, but you might have to engage prophecy. Okay? If you're a businessman, you will look at something. You go to an area and already see an opportunity. Someone else comes and says, I'm not seeing what you're seeing. You are graced for a place and you'll have to engage it. When you're engaging something, when you're engaging something that you have discovered you're not graced for, you must pursue it with all your heart. I discovered that there are some things as a minister that I cannot see during the day. I cannot see with clarity, and I can show it. It applies to all of us. There are things in the spirit you will not be able to see with clarity during the day. There are certain hours in the night you need to kill sleep for to see clearly. I'm telling you. There are things like that I discovered. And so when I discovered it, if I want to see a Friday, I'll sleep at later than usual. You understand? Because during the day, there is noise. I discovered, listen, I carry a teaching anointing. I learnt my anointing. I've learnt it. And I'm still learning it. The Lord has taught me. There's a dimension of my anointing that works when there's worship. There's a dimension that works with silence. There's a dimension of teaching that works with noise. I know what I'm talking about. And I know when I want a particular result, what to do and what to ask for. Everyone here who's anointed, what they're anointed with has dimensions that can bring out specific things at specific times. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you. So if, for example, if you have a business anointing upon you, okay? I'm telling you,
that if you risked sleep, if you killed sleep, if you forego sleep, there's a dimension, if you become conscious, that you will find yourself walking into that would not be there if you just slept. There's also one that you will tap into if you did not eat. There is one that you tap into. Listen, there are things in God you will never enter if you have not learned to seclude yourself once in a while. If you like being around people all the time, I can guarantee you there are things that are in your life and in your heart that will never come out because they work in seclusion. You must set yourself apart. And you know, you don't have to be the deepest prayer person. Huh? Do you know the times I will go? There's a place someone took me to called Echo Resort. Eh? If you have time, you should go there. And so I went there. And the places you step into and you feel an atmosphere. Say, Lord. Eh. And I know some men of God who, to escape the noise of town, just go there and sit. There are angels and encounters that are drawn to seclusion and silence. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So there's an anointing within you. A mantle is different. A mantle is inherited. An anointing is given to you. A mantle is inherited. A person has it, and you see they have it, but it's not easily gotten. You know the story? Very famous story. Elijah is telling Elisha that if you want what's upon me, yeah, go with me. Tells him, stop here, stop here, stop here, stop here. You know the story. At the different stages. Those stages can be different things. On a particular day, a man of God will stand up and say, try your very best, at least to pray for an hour. And he has put you at the first stage. And many die there. He has put you at the first stage. And he's saying, follow me. Come to my mantle. The road becomes narrower as you go ahead. And you will know that you are growing in capturing something that's upon something, someone, when you capture the same spirit as them. Because unlike an anointing, you can tap something from someone. I tap, you get some results. A mantle, you've not just tapped, you've got the same spirit. Now, when you've got the same spirit, you will look like the person. When you look like the person, please understand, it's not physical. It's not physical looking. Huh? It's actually 10% physical. A person will come. I was at a funeral somewhere with a lot of non-believers. And so I sat down with them and they were talking about life. Life is hard. So I kept on correcting them. Don't say that. Don't what? So the person asked me, where do you go to church? I said, oh, no wonder. Because people can sense when there's a difference about you. And meanwhile, you're just acting normal. For you, it's just natural. Don't say that. Don't say that. Just natural. But to them, you're acting unnatural. And you don't know that you're actually capturing a spirit. And you've captured it. And as you grow, what happens is you grow in a mantle. When you grow in a mantle, every mantle in the Bible, there are no new mantles. All the mantles are found in the Bible. Every mantle in the Bible, every single mantle in the Bible, has signs to show the person who's seeking it that they've actually got it. To every David, there's a Goliath. And there will also be a King Saul. To every person seeking a Daniel anointing, you will have dreams, visions, but you will have to deal with magicians. You with me? Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? To every Esther, you will have to risk your life at a certain point. To every, and I know what I'm talking about. So, be careful the mantle you're seeking for. Eh? Because you see, the devil does not attack individuals. He attacks like he attacked the original anointing. To every Solomon, let me leave it. Ha ha ha!
Praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the living God. You can identify an anointing and pursue it. One way you can pursue an anointing is first desire. Then practice. Okay? I'm not going to go deep into this because of time. Then, listen to me. There are things inside men of God that are anointed that even if you asked, even if you sowed, even if you prayed, you can't just get. And even if he wanted to give it to you, you can't have it. The highest level of tapping an anointing in a person, you must love that person. It's the highest. Because you see, there are many ways you can get an anointing. You can sow, you can pray, you can desire, ask, you can. But the things in a man that even he himself cannot give are acquired by the degree to which you love the man. I know what I'm talking about. And you see, love in the spirit is not emotional. We love you, Rabbi. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Otherwise, we would see very many people here just walking in something. That's not how it is. Love in the spirit, I've said it before. Jesus said, if you love me, obey me. But obey what? There are confines, there are laws that confine anointings of men. To every Samson, you must guard your hair. Now, I'll talk about that some other time, but ideally, the law that was given to Samson was simple. Don't cut off your hair. So if you come wanting to walk in an anointing of Samson, thinking you come up with your own law, you will not get that anointing. That's why we say you must learn to read the anointings that are upon men so that you can know the laws that govern them. Often the stories of the laws that govern a man's anointing are within the testimonies that he gives. Not necessarily the preaching. A man would just say, one night the Lord told me, never settle for the fake. Now, he hasn't said it's a law, but it is a law. It is a law. You must get yourself in a place where I say, me, I'm not going to settle for the fake. If you go in saying, some cafe ko, eh? I can assure you there's a dimension you won't have. You won't tap it. There are laws, and men reveal them in stories. Do you know the reason why they reveal them in stories? Jesus spoke parables so that no one can just stumble into a secret. Only the man who is seeking can get it. And that's why anointed men and women hide what is the key to capturing what's upon them in stories. And so the deep guys will go in the scriptures. Now, it doesn't mean there's no advice in the scriptures. I'm saying pay as much attention to the stories as you do how men capture anointings. Let me touch the prophetic for a moment because I'm being led there. You can prophesy first and foremost because of an atmosphere. It's a spirit of prophecy. It's a prophetic grace. Because it could be either because the atmosphere is conducive enough for you to prophesy, or it could be because you've been close enough to prophetic people. And so you start prophesying. On Sunday, I was ministering someone. I told them that if you ever want to know if you truly have a deposit of something, change location. You think you have financial grace, go to where no one knows you. Because you see, sometimes the results people have are because of the atmosphere that they're in. So they're benefiting from the person they're under. And they think they've arrived. The biggest test to deposits is to change location. You change location, go where no one knows you. If you can still produce the same result, you have the deposit. If you can't, you need to seek further. Are you with me? So, for example, there's a prophetic, like, where if I call someone up here to prophesy, 99% of the time, if they've never prophesied, they'll prophesy because of the atmosphere or because of the presence. You with me? A person can also prophesy because they've got a gift of prophecy. God deposited in their spirits. When you get a gift of prophecy and it's within you, it means you can be able to prophesy at will. Unlike this person who's dependent on atmosphere, you can prophesy at will, but it has limits and boundaries. I don't really, time won't allow me, but you can have a gift of prophecy. Now, I'm talking about prophecy, but attach it to every part of your life, because you can be good in business because you've been hanging around businessmen. And the day they leave and everything begins to die, you realize that you actually don't have the deposit. Okay? Now, when someone is anointed, most people here, there's no one here who's not gifted. God has deposited something that is a gifting in your heart. You can do it at will. Okay? You can do it at will. Someone can be gifted in the prophetic, gifted in healing, gifted in design. Okay? It is a deposit within your heart, and you have it as a gift. You can do it at will. But there's a higher level than just being good at something. I wish, as you grow, you enter what for the prophetic is called the ministry of the prophetic, or prophetic ministry, that is higher than the gift. Prophetic ministry means your life has been built around the gift. Are you with me? In the same way, if your life has been built around your ability to make clothes, you've entered the ministry of that thing. It's no longer just something you can do at will. Okay? You've entered the ministry of it. So there's a prophetic ministry. The higher you go, you enter a prophetic mantle. You enter the mantle of fashion, the mantle of business. You've seen someone who has something, and you've decided you're not satisfied with just ministry level. At a mantle level, there are demons you attract, there are haters you'll attract, there are crowds who'll be drawn to you. Your Facebook likes just begin to increase. Your Instagram begins to increase. Your what begins to increase. Especially, and you know, it doesn't matter at what level, because guys usually have a disadvantage. If a lady puts a picture there and you put a picture, you get 60 likes, you get 150. Because she's taking a picture like this, eh? Okay? But I'm talking about no matter what level you're at, if there's increase at that level, you begin to draw, because multiplication is drawn by a mantle upon your life. Then finally you enter the office of a thing. When you've entered the office of the thing, we're talking about authority. In the realm of fashion, nothing happens in that territory without your say-so. You guys. A prophetic office, a business office, a name it office. That is something all of you should be pursuing, to stand in the office of something. And you'll never have to introduce yourself and say, me, I stand in the office of this. No. It becomes clear to people, and you begin to grow in it, and that mantle begins to be evident. People will come to the brightness of your rising. Now, the question is, of all the ones that I've mentioned, where are you? Just stop and think. Where are you? Are you on atmosphere? Are you on gift? Are you on ministry? Because there are people who waste a lot of time, doing something that is outside what God has called them to do. Because they were told by their parents that provision comes specifically. If you go, you work, you do a job, you... But there are people who are actually called to that area. And that's why clarity with the voice of God is extremely important. I prophesy, but I can assure you without shadow of a doubt, there are dimensions of prophecy that I've landed upon and said, hey, what is this? What is this? I know now that there is a place where a prophet can come to a person and say something, not because he's seen it. He says it, and it happens because he said it.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Amen. That is prophetic authority.
Amen.
On a lower level, to Christians, it says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. You see, we quote that scripture all the time, but you need to grow to it. There's a place where a prophet just picks you out and speaks. He doesn't have to see. There is a higher level. Should I say this? Higher than that. Where God comes, sits in the prophet. It's literally, I don't know how to say it, because we're all carriers of God. But this is different. The throne comes, sits in a prophet, and it's God speaking. Okay. I know what I'm... There's a man of God, who one time I invited to Zoe. And so he was sitting behind, and I've told a few people, Prophet Elvis was doing something interesting. Usually, he will switch. If you notice, he will speak in first person, then third person. Huh? And he said, the Spirit of the Lord says to you, you are my child. Take note of my servant. And he says, that's me? That means in that moment, it wasn't him. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Now, this person who I invited, after he came at the end of a fellowship, he came to me and said, you guys, you don't know what you have here. I said, well, what's the issue? He said, when that man was prophesying, as he spoke, God, Jesus, appeared, was speaking to the person, and then said, take note of my servant. And then Jesus disappeared, and prophet came back and said, that's me. Then Jesus came back. Now, it's like a... The Bible says you are one spirit with him. Do you know why a person has pursued God so much? That when they are ministering, there's no distinction between them. It's work, it's a partnership. The Bible says you're partakers of a divine nature. Imagine when you're ministering in your area of life, your office, you're in business, and as you speak, people are seeing God. Oh, may that be your portion in Jesus' name. Huh? May that be. There are doors that can only open in the realms of certain places on earth to men who have transcended the place of ministry and gone into mantle and office. There are dark chaps on the face of this earth. When they see an anointing upon a child of God, they'll find ways to grab or partake of it. Even though you're a child of God, they'll grab something that is on you because you don't seem to know what it is that you have. I have seen people with financial anointings broke. It's a terrible sight. I've seen people with healing anointings suffer disease. I met a lady, she's actually here. I was telling her child has the capacity to heal herself and heal others. I looked at the child, I said, wow, this is profound. And yet there's no one here who does not have a gift. You just forgot. Either you got comfortable with hustle, and it's not your portion. Money doesn't come to you, it comes to what you carry. And so the brighter what you carry shines, you will never have to beg again. There are men you can never convince. The other day I met a guy, a gentleman. He told me, Rabbi, I have no money in my pockets. But there was an Indian nearby, walked up to us, looked at him and said, hey man, you look like you have money. Money is an atmosphere. And it can grow. I asked someone, 2015, I would minister with all my energy. And someone walks up to me and gives me 2,000. Okay? And I would receive it with all my heart. 6 years down the road, the same person is bringing 1 million. And I've never told them. Something has changed without speaking. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. You are never meant to be a beggar. Amen. That is not your portion. Amen. You are these things, sijui visa, sijui these things people struggle for. If you knew that they are gatekeepers in the spirit, but there are doors you can open. You. Do you know that if my child, if my son or my daughter decided to follow after everything I do, they will end up doing exactly or capturing the anointing that is upon my life. In the Old Testament, they knew the power of anointing so much so that they tried to keep them within the confines of their family. They didn't want other chaps outside. So Abraham will call Isaac, come, and lay hands. Isaac will call his sons, come. They're trying to keep it in the family because they know the power of it. I wish you guys could learn the same thing. The family here is the church. Because people are busy tapping things. There are people succeeding because you're in office. In office. I have learned that the heavier something is on someone, the more they will have to strive to enter it. But when they enter it, the people who laughed. You see, the heavier the thing, God has to take you through a school of the spirit. By the time that thing opens up, people were laughing, looking at you, saying, what, Alina Sente, can't pay rent, what? But now they will come. How did you do it? As if they did not watch you suffering. Huh? Men do not rise by accident. They do not. There are things that I'm dying personally to jump into. Huh? And to pursue. I told you some time back that I discovered, hey, hold on a second. The Bible talks about the gift of prophecy, the various gifts. Of the nine, there's a gift of prophecy. A person can have a dimension of the gift of prophecy, that is dreams. And you actually have the gift, you think the gift of prophecy is. Now in the name of Jesus, you can have a dimension of it that is dreams. Every time you wake up, you see your tomorrow. Amen. Huh? And it comes to pass. It's a prophetic gift packaged in dreams and visions. Do you know that just like there are various dimensions, you could be, for every fashion person, architect, for every construction person, there's a spirit of Bezalel. With various dimensions to it. Various dimensions. When you look at a person like Benny Hinn, you're not just seeing an anointing, you're seeing a mantle. Amen. How do you know you're seeing a mantle? Because if you trace backwards, you will see the same characteristics as the person who came before him. Amen. That is mantle. Amen. That is mantle. Huh? Mandate and anointing. Now, I need you to ask quickly as I finish. I need you to get something that the Spirit is whispering to me that is important for you. We're going to do something. The Lord has whispered to me. Thank you, Lord. Esther 2:15. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. I'm showing you how to pursue an anointing. Repeat with me. Say it. And Esther, because I put your name now, obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. I want you to repeat it. It's the lowest level. You get a scripture, you look at it, and you draw on its anointing. Because those things were not written just to tell stories of people. You're supposed to replace their names with yours. Okay? So there's a favor that can land upon someone. And you see, it doesn't say some. It says all. All could see it. All. There is a beauty that is beyond physical. I've been with some guys somewhere, and it's like, hey, but why are guys drawn to this particular lady? Esther. There's an Esther anointing that can rest upon people. Amen. You see, you can sow for an anointing, The Bible says in the book of Matthew, you can receive 30, 60, 100-fold based on where you sow, okay, and what you're tapping into. But then there's a higher level. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. It says, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Put your name. Because here, he didn't just sow to receive 100-fold. The Bible says it was a dry and barren land. Do you know you grow in places? You know there's a place where as you grow, you have to be careful where you sow. There's a place where you reach and it doesn't matter. You will reap 100. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. And so you just walk around, you see something on this one, you say, Quatako, 100-fold. 100-fold. That's why men learn to give constantly. They know what they're taking. Because often we think the person who has been given, eh, is the one taking from you. Eh? Is the one you're taking from, actually. But often they'll be taking from you. Okay? There's 100-fold. There's a higher level than that. Deuteronomy 1:11. Higher level than that. What does it say? The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you. The Bible says make you reap 1,000-fold. There's a place higher than 100. It is 1,000-fold. That is your portion.
Amen.
I encourage you, take time once in a while. If you can find someone with a nice car, sit in the car. Huh? Do you know, can I tell you something quick? Eh? I'm a person who's not, I'm not, naturally, eh? If I like something, there are specific types of cars I like. Huh? So, I'm not so much of a Range Rover guy. Eh? I had a specific car. So people have their tastes. And I always said, me, I'm not so much of a Range Rover. I sat in one. And a person was driving me and said, I'm going to aim for that porthole. Tell me if you feel it. I said, Lord. I came out saying, Range Rover, you are. Oh, my God. I repented in dust and ashes. I said, Eche, what? He said, no. We can take as much time on the road as you want. He said, are you comfortable? Press the car button. I said, Lord. I got back into my car and I just felt like I was taking a level, 2,000 levels down. Eh? These things where your chair has to go backwards. Then, Lord, it's not my portion. So, sometimes you need to test certain things to know what you're missing. Eh? Praise the Lord. So, take time. It's like, go, you know, when I reach, those days when we'd reach certain hotels, you'd go to Serena and say, I want to see your penthouse. And by virtue, they can't say, Gwani, what? No. You are customer potential. Go check it. You touch the bed, you sit there, you say, does this room have some music? Then you go out, you sit there, you say, I'm coming back. Praise the Lord. There are things that, and you know, I'm telling you, Range Rover messed me up. Eh? Lord have mercy. I changed my screen saver. Eh? Said, I think I should think. Jalum, you never told me, man. Eh? So when you test certain things, it's when you realize that the level that you're at is not actually what you think it is. Praise the living God. Eh? Praise the Lord. May the Lord give you the favor of Esther.
Amen.
May the Lord give you the riches of Solomon. May the Lord give you the apostolic foundation of Abraham.
Amen.
May the Lord, just like he made those enemies jealous, Isaac, may he make them jealous over you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord make you prophetic,
Amen,
like Elijah.
Amen.
May the Lord bestow upon you encounters like Ezekiel.
Amen.
May the Spirit of the Lord give you mysteries like Paul. May the Lord usher you into an intimacy like David.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to show you favor upon favor upon favor upon favor. May your hands, whatever they touch, receive multiplication.
Amen.
May people around you begin to see the God that is upon you and within you. In the name of Jesus, may your words never fall to the ground. May your worship take you to a next level. May your prayers never hit a ceiling. May you be ushered into the heights of the kingdom of God. May your healing anointing begin to manifest. May your call become clear. May your voice be heard throughout the nation. May you stand as a pinnacle. May your light shine in the darkness. May your story be told long after you're gone. May you make an impact on this earth. In the name of Jesus, may your children testify about you. May you leave an inheritance that will be a thousandfold. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your pockets never be empty. In the name of Jesus Christ. May food never lack on your table. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you step on any plane, drive any car, go to any country, meet any person, stand before any king. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your business begin to flourish. May the doors receive customers. May you continue to walk in the goodness of the Lord all the days of your life. May mercy be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, may no cry come unanswered. In the name of Jesus Christ, on your knees you will see favor. When you stand, men shall fall before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you sit on your throne and may you be exalted on high. May principalities fall before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord reveal laws. May the Lord unveil mysteries. May the Lord take you deeper. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak twins. I speak husbands. I speak wives. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, may kings come to the brightness of your rising. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive a house you did not build. In the name of Jesus Christ, may people come and give unto your bosom. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, may every sickness be healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, may you decree a thing and it is established. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your desires come to fruition. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be a teacher of the way of the Lord. May the experiences of God take you to deeper levels. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you own your own house. In the name of Jesus, may your ministry begin to expand. In the name of Jesus, may you have employees. In the name of Jesus Christ, ownership is your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, may what you have written down come to fruition. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you have written down, the Spirit breathes a new breath over it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I see books that are written. I see countries that are visited. I see nations that are opened. I see doors that are flung wide. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you hold minerals in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be the gatekeeper of a territory. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your name sound both on earth and in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive anointings. Anointings of David, anointings of Moses, anointings of Bezalel, anointings of Esther, anointings, may you receive them of Elisha, of Elijah, may you receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anointings of Boaz, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Bible characters be reflected in whosoever you desire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Time shall be redeemed for your sake, in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon forged against you shall ever prosper, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children shall not beg for bread. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will rise, and your rising shall be clear to all men. In the name of Jesus Christ, your weddings shall be glorious. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never walk this path alone, says the Spirit of the Lord. May you have multiplied mantles resting upon you. May your business begin to flourish. In the name of Jesus Christ, whether it's fashion, whether it's business, whether it's whatsoever it is, may you receive a fresh grace, photography, videography, events management, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord, like Moses, may the Lord, like Joseph, make you father to Pharaoh. In the name of Jesus Christ, that those who laughed at you Let them mark this day. That they will remember that a milestone was set in heaven. And you will say, it was on this day that the Lord visited me. May you have an encounter with Jesus. May he come to you in the night. In the name of Jesus, may your eyes be opened. May you transfer anointing. May you be able to open doors for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you become a principality. In Jesus' name. TVs will look for you. Radios will search for you. Businessmen will look to give you into your bosom. In the name of Jesus Christ, women will kneel before you. Men will stand and acknowledge your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak that land, air, water is yours. Every element is within your control. In the name of Jesus, see yourself. See yourself. See yourself. May presidents be your friends. May you have kings, real kings, and may you have their phone numbers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May people struggle to have your number.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You'll be blessed when you walk in, blessed when you come out, says the Spirit of the Lord. Cattle on 1,000 hills is yours.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You will raise the dead.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not just dead people, dead things.
Amen.
You will decree in your family. You will stop curses.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You will be the one that is a gatekeeper.
Amen.
May you start a lineage.
Amen.
Of an anointing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. May the dream that you have come to fruition.
Amen.
If you're a singer, may your voice be heard.
Amen.
If you're a businessman, may whatever your hands find come to fruition.
Amen.
Do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
If you're into photography and events management,
Amen.
May you own that industry.
Amen.
May you be in charge of it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you work for government, may the Lord draw you closer to the people in charge.
Amen.
May the door open for you.
Amen.
That you might stand in like Joseph.
Amen.
Like Daniel, a spirit of excellence rests upon you. That you might be relevant to men.
Amen.
In the lower echelons of life and the highest echelons of life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your voice never dry out. May no one ever take advantage of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm decreeing it because the angels of the Lord are making doors here.
Amen.
Your prophetic grace rises.
Amen.
Your ministries increase.
Amen.
May peace be your portion.
Amen.
May the Lord calm every storm.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
It is done. Now, there's something important because before we go into actually teaching how to manifest, I need you to understand you are anointed.
Amen.
And you need to purposefully grow in it.
Amen.
Pursue this thing. Seek it out.
Amen.
One of the ways you seek is by questions. Okay? Ask questions. When you ask, the Lord provides answers in various dimensions. If you don't ask, you stay exactly where you are.
Come delve deeper into the mysteries of God with the distinct Rabbi Daniel Malinga every Friday, 5:30 p.m., Silver Springs Hotel, Bugolobi, Kampala, Uganda. For more information, visit our social media pages at Rabbi Daniel Malinga and website at www.rabbidanielmalinga.com.